This is Twit.
It's just a box. What's in the box?
Nobody loves me. Just kidding. What is in the box? The LG Wing
is in the box. Lucky you. I'm so jealous.
I am super jealous, by the way, of this. I love this phone, and I want to see it come out of the box into reality.
Fly out of the box with its one wing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fly out of the box. Yes, this is the LG Wing, and we're going to do an unboxing of the media kit. Now I'm going to try to do my best to sort of explain it for those who are not tuning into the video feed. This phone was released October 15th, so last week. It's $1,000, and we're literally going to take it out of the box right now and kind of show you what comes in the box and what comes inside the phone, and then next week I will have more of an overview and a review of just what it's like using this phone on a day-to-day basis. So this is the Wing. On top, we have what is a video brochure, it says. Now I'm going to open it here off camera real quick just because I am curious what this means. So I'm going to – what is in here? So we have a USB – right here, this is a micro USB, a white micro USB, which is very interesting because I have this other thing in my hand that I'm taking out from bubble wrap. In fact, what I'm going to do actually is move the box real quick, swap it.
There we go.
This bubble wrap right here. I'm just going to rip it open. Just rip it open like that. You guys like my gruffy voice?
It's like a wrestler voice.
The world's first. Oh, interesting.
So wait a minute. What are we looking at here?
Ooh, is that like a screen?
Yeah, hold on. There's play buttons at the bottom. There's five play buttons, and this is a little screen.
For our audio listeners, the PR kit that Flo got for this comes with a little interactive screen that plays videos. That doesn't work, unfortunately. It worked for a second. Is there a tablet in there? Or what?
Here we go. Yeah,
there it is.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I mean, that is both very clever and a large waste of money.
Ooh, it's playing music.
That's interesting.
It's very, very wasteful.
Good on LG.
It's so wasteful.
Hold on, it's still going. It's still going, and I'm actually really into it. I didn't know that this was going to happen. I realized that those watching the video feed is dealing with a camera that keeps autofocusing. So I do apologize. I'm going to very quickly jump out of autofocus. So that's not happening anymore.
That's okay.
Yeah. That screen
on
the promotional
thing. Can you guys hear this from my mic, by the way?
No.
What's that? Yeah, we can hear it very faintly.
Oh, I can't hear anything. But I'm deaf, so... Is there a phone in the box?
There is a phone in the box. Okay, I'm just like overtaken by this. Okay, I'm gonna close it now. I'm gonna figure out how I can like reprogram this thing. I'm very curious now. I wanna like take it apart and see what's in it. But so that's what the micro USB cable was for. So now I'm going to take out reviewer's guide. That's so nice.
I'm happy that you specified that's what the micro USB cable was for, because when I saw that I was like, really? Right? The micro USB cable?
It was
for the
phone? That fun little thing.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
So here we have a case. Now, this is a design skin. One of the major questions has been, how are you supposed to take care of this thing so that it doesn't, you know, get scratched up? And how are you supposed to buy a case for this thing? So I'm just going to go ahead and open this real quick, just to kind of show you what's happening here. Just very quickly, here we go.
I am kind of curious how a case works with a device that does all that switchy stuff.
Yeah, and what's interesting to note is that this case doesn't seem to move at all. It's just a stagnant case
There's cutouts on the side.
There are cutouts on the side, possibly because we're supposed to have a phone that can swivel each way. So let's go ahead and jump into that next. So here we've got the LG Wing.
Looks like a box.
It's a box. It's a box. And I'm trying to stall a little bit because I'm trying to turn off the auto. Okay, I can't do that. Sorry, everyone who's watching the video feed. Okay, moving on. So it's I'm going to take out the wing, which, you know, would have really helped is if I brought out little scissors. Florence Zion does riveting content where she tries to open a box with just her nail.
Yeah, be careful.
It's all right.
There it is.
Here is the wing. Put the scissors away. All right. So here's the wing. Inside the box, we've got a, let's see, a handy little piece of paper. And we've got a SIM kit. Of course, the adapter we have in here. Oh, what is this? And we have the little adapter for connecting another device and this is a headphone adapter, actually, USB headphone adapter. So that's nice in the box.
It's nice to get that. Unlike
Apple. You know, it's nice to know that they're still doing that. So here is the phone. It's just like a regular old black phone in plastic. So we're going to take the plastic off and then see how this thing swivels.
Now, do we know if the swivel is something that it has to be powered on to do, or can you just swivel it at any time? Okay, we have our answer.
There we swivels go.
There it is.
We're swiveling. Wow. You can only swivel one way. Yes. So it looks like the way I've seen it in the promo shots is I've seen it with the long, how should I describe this? The vertical landscape side on the bottom and the top. So you can basically rotate it as you would any Android smartphone, and then assuming the interface would follow it that way. But it looks like you can only rotate it out into this T shape. And so the vertical screen would go on top, but otherwise, it just looks like a regular candy bar phone when you look at it all put together, with these three very big and beautiful lenses on the back and, you know, nice little LED flash. So I'm going to go ahead and riff off some specs to you while I am turning this on so we can just see what the screen looks like. We've got three buttons on the right side of the phone. We've got a power button. We've got two volume buttons, which is really nice. And then on the left side, we've got the SIM slot, which pops out. So you can, you know, insert your SIM. I believe this is a dual SIM model. On the bottom, we've got USB-C and a lovely speaker grill. And then on the top, we've got, what is this on the top? It's just a little, I don't know. Do you guys see that? Those who are watching the video feed, it's just this little tab. I'm not quite sure what it does. I'm sure I'll find out. Now, inside of this, we've got a Snapdragon 765G. So this is a 5G capable phone. 8 gigs of RAM. 256 gigs of storage that's expandable up to 2 terabytes. So actually, I'm assuming you'd put the micro SD where the SIM card goes. You've got three rear cameras. So 64 megapixel wide, 13 megapixel ultra wide, and a 12 megapixel ultra wide with the gimbal. And that's something that we're definitely going to be testing this week, because the way that this thing, you know, kind of works is you can use it like a little gimbal. I still have to figure out that mode. But it was definitely a big part of the education process, at least from LG, just reminding me that I can do a gimbal mode with this. Front camera. There is a front camera on this. Can I find it? I don't quite know if I can find it. Where's the front camera? Let's see. Oh, is it? I don't know where the front camera is right now. But apparently it's a front camera.
Is it a pop-up camera?
I'm sorry?
Is it a pop? It might be a pop-up camera.
I think it's a pop-up camera.
Maybe that's what that is. This is the pop-up camera.
That must be what that is. Because when I saw that, I was like, man, that looks a lot like the OnePlus 7 Pro's pop-up camera.
If that's a pop-up camera, sign me up even more for this phone. I mean, I am even a more. Huge... Oh, that's brilliant.
Every step of the way, it's Ron's phone.
Specs before we get back. My phone's up activating now, so I'm just going to read a couple specs while I switch cameras. So 4,000 milliamp battery on the inside, 32 megapixel, I guess, pop-up camera. And then it's about 9.74 ounces for those kind of wondering how heavy this thing is. It is not heavy at all. It feels not as dense as I imagine it would feel either. And there's a 6.8 inch OLED display, which I think is just going to look real great. It already, just the phone activation screen looks real nice. So I have to say it's going to be interesting using this thing and just this whole mechanism. I mean, when I hold it up, it's like this, right?
It looks so funky.
I mean, it does, but it doesn't, because I just want us to think about the Sidekick of yore. That was a popular phone for my generation. That really, I think, launched us into the usage that we do now with our smartphones. One thing we're going to do with this review, and I kind of loosely talked about it with Ron in our little group chat, but we're both going to use this device because I think... Because I know, Ron, you're super excited about it, and I want you to just, like, fully enmesh yourself in using this, like, supposed next-gen phone. But also, I think that this is something that we're going to have to use for a little more than a couple of weeks to really understand what its usage is in a person's life. I don't want to write it off, because something that we've been really talking about with LG is that they've been trying really hard to show their side of what innovation is going to look like in this smartphone game that we have going on now. Everybody's got foldable phones. That's cool, but that's not necessarily everybody's usage model. So I think LG is really going to try and carve out its own niche for, we're going to make the special phones that maybe you didn't really think that you wanted. So something to look forward to. We have this LG Wing. I'm activating it tonight, and I might even... You know what? It's a Verizon phone that we've got, a Verizon review unit. So I'm going to go ahead and pop my SIM in it this week and just use it as my daily driver. Get away from the OnePlus 8 and see what it's like using this. I'm really going to be looking forward to the Android Auto integration. I was asking a lot about that. I am still a little bit unclear about the APIs that exist to kind of make apps that work with this form factor. So I will get some more. I'm going to be working on getting more information around that. Just now that I have it in my hand, it makes it kind of easier to ask questions. So lots to look forward to.
I'm super jealous. I will look forward to my turn with the device after you've had fun with it. I just think it's wacky, you know, innovation and design. And Joao, I'd love to get your thoughts on, as a developer, developing for a screen that can rotate in the way this phone does and give you a sub screen underneath it. Does that just, how do you even handle that in terms of views?
Well, yeah, was Flo was mentioning is, are there any APIs to use that? How many people will be using that phone? So is it worth for developers' time to investigate what APIs they should use? It's always hard to evaluate what you should develop for when you have limited time, and then you have this phone which is unlike any other phone, and you have to decide whether a lot of people will be using it or not. And if you invest time to see what APIs there are and what you can do with them.
What's the ROI of supporting it? Like I guess the question is that do you see, you know, what is the threshold of users that have Tasker that are on a device that require you to pay attention to it independently?
Mostly Samsung users and Pixel users. I think they're the most part. But then you have many of those cheaper phones like Xiaomi. I don't know how you pronounce that one, and Huawei phones. So you have a lot of very high percentages of cheaper phones. So with this phone, it's really expensive, right? It's over what, $1,000.
Yep.
So I would say there won't be that many people using that phone with Tasker. So it's really hard to dedicate time to something that I know a very small percentage of users will be actually using. But yeah, it's when you actually do stuff for multiple screens, you can probably use that for this phone as well. So that's probably something to look at. Because there'll be multiple phones with multiple screens.
Whoa.
Oh, and they even gave you a face mask.
I got a mask. So
add that to your collection.
I appreciate it. I appreciate a mask. Although I did get lipstick on the inside, but so we'll see how this washes. Okay.
It's your mask. You do you.
Well, now I really just want to figure out how I'm going to hack this thing behind me, this little like e-card that they sent with a little LCD. So maybe I'll make a All About Android like e-card that I'll just open, and it's just me, perfect, Ron, and Jason.
Please do. I would love to see that. It'd be a holiday card that you just send around to people and pass it along.